I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. A charity event this weekend will mark a grim anniversary in Burlington. VPR's Annie Russell has more.
10 years ago, 31-year-old Laura Winterbottom was abducted, sexually assaulted, and murdered in Burlington. Winterbottom, a bright young artist and teacher, was approached walking from a Church Street bar to her car parked on College Street. The senseless crime rattled the community. For some, it was an eye-opening reminder of the widespread cultural problem of sexual violence.
One of the reasons why she moved to Burlington was because she felt that it was a very safe community to live in. What we're trying to do is raise awareness that these kinds of things can happen anywhere.
Joanne Winterbottom is Laura's mother. She says sexual assault can happen even in a city as safe as Burlington. A few months after the tragedy, Winterbottom's family launched the Laura Kate Winterbottom Memorial Fund. The organization's mission is to educate about and prevent crimes like the one that befell their daughter. Laura's March is a 5K walk and run that the organization hosts every year. Beneficiaries of this year's march include the Pride Center of Vermont and the Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner Program at UVM Medical Center. Joanne Winterbottom says the charity looks for underfunded programs within those organizations.
And although these organizations are pretty well established, what we do is we fund whatever programs that they have that are either totally unfunded or, to some extent, underfunded. So that's where we come in.
She says the money for the Pride Center, for example, will go directly toward a legal fund. Hope Works and Champlain College will also receive support. Part of that initiative includes a promotion of Breakaway. That's an interactive video game that teaches gender equality and respect. Ned Winterbottom, Laura's father, says it's crucial that boys learn this message early.
We want to get more men involved in this cause because the more men you have, the more positive messages they send to young men and boys, and the more they provide positive role models, the more likely it is that the cultural messages that people absorb through their skin as they're growing up will be less oriented towards this kind of an issue.
Over the past 10 years, the fund has provided over $125,000 to organizations or programs in Vermont. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.